good evening, everyone. Welcome to OJM Squad on the 6 Eyes Radio Network, Friday evening. Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
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 What's going on, Squad?
Hello, hello.
What's going on, everybody? Good evening. Queen, just to let you know, right quick, we can't really hear you. Just to let you know real quick.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Hey.
Evangel- oh, hey, how you doing?
Hey.
And Evangelist. Hey, hey. Evangelist Clayton, if you could please start us off with one of your miraculous prayers.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, holy be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we come to you, Father God, as humble as we know how. On this beautiful day, God, that you have made, God, and what a day, God, that you have blessed us beyond measure, Father God. And Lord, we repent, God, and ask of your forgiveness, God, of anything that we may have done, Father God, to displease you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in thought, Father God, indeed, Lord. We know, God, that you are the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, God. But we glorify you and we magnify your name, God. And Lord, we call this thing done, God, because you told us, God, that we could come to you just as we are, Father God. Broken, Father God, and in pain today, Father God, and disgusted today, God, but nobody but you, God, can do us the way that you do us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we glorify you and we magnify your name, God, for who you are, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you are our comfort tonight, God. You are our bridge over troubled water tonight, Father God. Father God, you are that wheel in the middle of a wheel tonight, God. God, nobody but you, God, can do it the way that you do it, God. Lord, we glorify you today, God. We thank you, God, for breathing on us today, God. Father God, we thank you for the breath of life today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for a sound mind today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, God, we give all praise and all honor to you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, for you're worthy of the praise, God. You're so worthy to be praised, God. You say you will be a mother when we're motherless, Father God. You will be a father when we're fatherless, Father God. You will be that friend, Father God, that we have in thee, God, in all our sins and grief that you bear, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, you told us to come to you just as we are, Father God, broken and contrite. Tried, God. But God, you are able, God, to do it, God. I know, God, that you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. God, we can't do anything without you, Father God. Without you holding our hand, God, and seeing us through, Father God. Another day's journey, God, that we're so glad about, God. God, we bless your holy name, God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, for being our comfort tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Being that peace that surpasses all misunderstanding, Father God. Father God, understanding is what we need tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So many lies, Father God, that are being told, Father God. But Father God, you will uncover, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. Lord, we give it all to you today, God, because we can't make it without you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we know whatever that we need, God, is in you, God. You told us to call on your name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, for no other help that we know, God, but all our help coming from thee, Father God. Father God, look down on the mothers and fathers, God, that are crying out for the babies, God. Lord, we know you able, God, to do it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for you, Father God, giving us the strength, God, to endure, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You told us we've been enduring for a night, but joy going to come in the morning, God. We know you able, God, to do it, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we glorify you. And we thank you tonight, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you look down, Father God, on 6 Hour Radio tonight, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, those things that go out in the airwaves, God. We know, God, that somebody, God, got an ear to hear, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. God, we give it all to you today, Father God. Father God, look down, Father God, on those, Father God, that just don't understand, Father God. Those that lost along the way, Father God. Look down on our fourth fathers and fourth mothers tonight, God. Those that are convalescent, God. Those that are going through, Father God. Going through one thing or another, God. Those that are going through high blood pressure. Sugar diabetes, Father God. High and low blood pressure, God. Going through cancer, God. Going through HIV, Father God. Going through fibromyalgia, God. We know that you're able, God, to do it, Father God. Those going through back pain, leg pain, headache pain, sinusitis, asthma, Father God. We know, God, that you're a healer, God. By your strength, God, we are already healed, Father God. Save me and I shall be saved. Heal me and I shall be healed, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you look down, Father God, upon each and every one, Father God, in their respective praise, God. Father God, look down, Father God, on every speaker tonight, Father God. Look down on every member tonight, God, for you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. Father God, this is a special day today, God. And we know, God, you already know, God, what we're standing in need of, Father God. Let us put our arms around those that we love, God. Let us show love and give love, Father God, for you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. Father God, bless the airways tonight, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, bless those that are mentally challenges going through, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, direct our path, Father God, in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And we give it all to you tonight, God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask, Lord, that you continue, Father God, to uphold AJ, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Father God, you are able, God, to do it, Father God. Father God, we ask, Lord, that you bless him above all. We ask a thing. Comfort his heart today, Father God. Whatever he stands in the need of, God, according to your will, God, that your will be done, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we call it out to you tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we bind up those weapons, God, that are coming forth, Father God. But we know that your word is being fulfilled, Father God. And Lord, we give it all to you tonight, God. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify
you. Are
you
ready? Here we go.
Lord, we give our praise to you.
Here we go.
In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we ask and pray.
Welcome to another episode of A-Chamber Squad here on the 6 Hour Radio Network. First, let me start off by saying to Ms. Evangelist Clayton, that was beautiful. Thank you for your wise words, for your prayers. Appreciate you so much. Amen. A lot of people know today, June 3rd, it's a very emotional day for me. 3 years ago to this day was my mother's funeral. And tomorrow, June 4th, is my birthday. So right now, yeah, I'm going through a few things, but I'm very glad to be here surrounded by people that I care about and I have love for. And I know they feel the same way about me, and I'm very appreciative of that. And I know that my mother would be happy that I am where I am in life right now. My mother was a very incredible person. I am not her biological child, but the story goes, as she tells me, she had a vision. God came to her and led her to me. And at the age of 3 years old, she walked through the doors of Franklin County Children's Services and chose me. And my life would change and take me on many, many adventures and journeys that I'm very thankful that I have the opportunity to be a part of and participate in. There is nothing that my mother couldn't do. She was a seamstress. She was a carpenter. She was a gardener, electrician. She was a great cook. So many things that my mother was capable of and will be remembered for. She will always be remembered in the neighborhood and our community as a person, a woman, an individual who always gave back to all the children in the neighborhood. Our house was the place to be. When it came to church, my mother was a God-fearing individual. She loved the church and everything that it stood for and everything that came along with it. She was always donating her time, donating money, anything that she could do to support children, the elderly, the disabled, the handicapped. It was a lifelong mission for my mother. So she will never be forgotten. Many, many people have been blessed and touched by my mother one way or another, spiritually, soulfully. There have been many, many times that my mother used to take me to school with her. She's been a school teacher most of her life. And I just remember all the good times and remembering all the children besides me and my brother who loved, who adored my mother, and the things and the extra things that she would do to make sure the children that she taught or educated had the best possible chance at a brighter future, just like she did for me. My mother is and will always be very respected. Her memory of the kind of person she was will never be forgotten. As long as there is breath in my body, I will carry on. I will keep alive what my mother has all her life strived to do. And that's just to be the best person that you can possibly achieve to be. And while you're here on earth, give back and help as many people to as many people as you possibly can. So today, I just want to say thank you, Mom. And I love you. And our work continues. And I will never forget you. One of the things my mother always used to love to do besides reading books was music. And one of her favorite artists was Neil Diamond. So tonight, I would like to dedicate this song in my mother's memory. And I want to say thank you, and I appreciate everyone of the squad and the Six Eyes Radio Network listeners to have let me have this brief moment of your time. Thank you.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Call us up, 424-243-2255. 9617. Check, check.
Song sung blue, everybody knows one. Song sung blue, every garden grows one. Me and you, a subject to the blues now and then. When you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. You sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Can sing it with a cry in your voice, and before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice. Take the blues and make a song. You sing them out again. Song, song,
did you
down? Weeping like a willow. Song, song, blue, sleeping on my pillow.
I have a reputation, so I'm going to need y'all to just keep that on here and be, you know, just amongst us and the million people listening, okay? So, y'all know in other places, you know, I have a reputation. So,
that was nice, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you very
much.
That was
a beautiful tribute. Beautiful tribute to Mom.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Six. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. We got you
so
here.
Sweet.
Yeah, we got you. And, hey,
appreciate
that's Mom.
You.
So.
Absolutely.
Mom.
Love the squad.
Reputation goes out the window.
Absolutely. You know.
She's smiling
hey,
down.
Don't say that too loud now.
Yeah, she's smiling down. You're on the radio. And
absolutely.
Mama's forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I say, no matter, you know, where I've been in life, what I've gone through in life, I can say that I weathered the storms. Like I came through to the other side with no hatred in my heart, with no hatred in my soul, with no hatred in my spirit. And people have to really know me to know, like, when I say I was in dark places, I mean I was the darkness itself. I was death itself. So for me to be on the opposite end of that and to have as much love and, like I said, in my spirit and my soul that I do and to love life the way I do, I'm blessed. And so everything I got going on in my life, especially with being on here with the squad, Mr. Six Eyes and Six Eyes Radio Network, I'm definitely blessed. So definitely blessed, and I appreciate each and every one of you riding with me.
Yes.
as only we do here. Squad.
Squad.
Absolutely. But, you know, how's everybody else's mental doing? Let's throw it around the table. Check on everybody as we do on our little buddy system.
Well, hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. It's the Queen, of course, from North Carolina. And I want to, first of all, AJ, that was beautiful. That was,
thank you,
Batman. Definitely, you know, you can tell a lot about a man on how he treats his mom. And I can only imagine how you treated her based on what you just said about her. So trust me, she's very proud, very proud. My mental is good this week. It's, of course, it's going to always be challenging, but that's just the devil doing what he does. But I'm in a good place. I feel happy. I feel like I'm getting restoring my joy, and I thank God for that and for what He does in my life. And I'm just excited about what happens next. So I'm good. My mental is good. Thanks for asking, sir.
Absolutely. Anybody else would like to share how their mental, how they're doing, what's going on?
This is unshakable. Oh.
Go ahead, unshakable. Go ahead.
This is unshakable. My mental is great. You know, I can't complain. I'm in a good space, good place, and I'm happy. Check, check.
Beautiful. Absolutely. Anybody else? Any of the other women? Don't everybody step up at first now.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. This is Evangelist Clayton, a woman of purpose. Good evening. God has a purpose for me, and my week has been extraordinary. I had guests in town, my grandsons, my great-grandbabies, the twins, and from Dallas, Texas, they was in. And I just tell you, God, they just overwhelmed me with love and hugs and kisses. And that intercept speaks so much. But just hearing you, amen, AJ, just hearing you and what you had to say about your mom and, you know, whether she's your biological mom, the love that she gave and the time that she put in with you was supercalifragilistic. It's the allodosia. That means extraordinary.
Amen.
Extraordinary. But she thought enough to love on you. She thought enough to love on you and to share you with us and to leave you
Amen.
In good hands with all state. And that's us, AJ and
Absolutely.
The squad at 6 Eyes Radio Network. And I'm so grateful that I got to have the hugs and kisses from my great-grandbabies, the twins. And they were still talking about the shooting in Uvalde, amen, in Texas. But I tell you one thing for sure and two things we know, amen, our babies are still on the growth. Being risen, amen. And you instill that value, it's going to go a long way. And your mom instilled that in you and look at where you're at today. I'm so blessed to have you in my life. God bless you and just continue to elevate. God bless you. And my day is great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, well, there's no more women. 6 Eyes and my mental is balanced. So,
good.
Feeling good this evening here with the squad.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. I don't know if we have any new callers, but if we do, don't be scared to press one. Come on in. You know, share your mental with us. What did you say, Mr. Two Piece?
Oh, I was telling you, I have my mental.
Go right here, sir.
Two Piece in South Carolina. My mental is all to change. Tomorrow, my daughter walks across that stage, and I don't wait so long for her to walk across
right.
that stage.
That's
I'm
right.
going to show out. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to cry. But I'm going to show out at my best. Graduating
right,
in the top 10
right.
of a class.
As you should.
Double honors. Future Leaders Business Honor Society. Business Leader America with full scholarships. Going to University of South Carolina, my alma mater. You know what I'm saying? That's where I graduated from in college.
Right.
But it is a wonderful day, man. I've been in tears all day. You know, just back and forth, talking with them, what they expect, and everything like that. So, shouts to go out to my daughter, Shaylin Dixon. She carries a mother named who was married at the time. But, you know, she carries her mother's name. You know, I never married her mother, but, you know, that's my first baby mama. And I love her to death. We've been great co-parents, raising our daughter the way she's supposed to be raised. So now she's out there. She's ready to go.
Amen.
It is an exciting day for me tomorrow.
Absolutely, absolutely.
If any of our callers out there, if you would like to speak, please press 1. We have a full house, and I love it. I love it. So if any of you guys want to talk, just press that 1.
Don't be scared. Come on in.
Don't be scared. I know, I'm looking at some of this, and I know y'all got something to say. Come on, talk to us.
I don't know if Mr. Wolfgang is around, but I missed last week's story about the truck driver. I wish I could have heard that. I had had to click over real quick, but I wish I could have heard that. But I would love to, like, you know, have a mental check in with him every now and then.
Right. Well, I'm right here, and I don't mind telling the story of the truck driver again. And my mental's doing good, but see what it was when I was a youngster. See, I was born what they call legally blind. When you could see on the eye chart, the big letter, the biggest letter, that's all you could see. That's called legal blindness. And doing so, I was in special education for the visually impaired. And the teacher wanted to know what I want. The kids, she was asking them, all the kids, what you wanted to be. I said, I wanted to be a truck driver. She looks at me and says, you can't be a truck driver because a truck driver has to have vision to drive a truck. Well, if you look up the definition of a truck, it's anything that hauls a load. And, well, as I grew older and realizing that, I sit there and I put together one of those adult tricycles with, you know, that had the pedals on it.
Right.
I hooked a trailer behind it, and I started doing volunteer hauling. And thus, I became the blind trucker.
I love it.
Best part is, even today, after I've lost all my vision, I don't see daylight from dark, I have a companion that sits behind me on this rig that I have, and it's totally got every light that a car has, headlight, Parker lights, turn signals, brake lights, reverse lights, even a double horn. And we go down the road, and she just pulls on either arm to tell me which way to turn, or pulls on both arms to tell me to stop. And we go out doing hauling yet.
I love
so
oh
we're
God.
Blind trucking
Please.
Of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Please tell me that you have
and
a
so
video.
So that teacher, we proved her wrong.
I love it.
Please tell me that you have a video or a picture of that we can put on our Facebook. Please tell me. I got to see. I mean, I got to hear about it.
Actually, if you send me an email, I'll do you one better. Okay? Send me an email at feel, or I'll send it to 2for1Katie, digit 2, F-O-R-1, digit 1. Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I will send you a link to a story that was done on me on a news channel in Ohio Spectrum News.
Wow.
And you actually see the whole rig set up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll be beautiful. That'll be beautiful.
You get to actually see us, and this was during COVID, so you actually see us with our masks on, the whole caboodle.
Hey, that's something that maybe when you, I don't know if you've already posted up Mr. Happy stuff, but that would be cool to put right along with Happy stuff, you know what I'm talking about, Quinn?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is there Destiny in here?
Destiny, are you in here, honey?
Destiny,
so just send me an email so that I can reply to it and I can attach the file to it.
Absolutely. Queen, I know Queen's going to take care of that.
We sure
Hello.
Will.
She's going to get with you ASAP.
Destiny.
Hey.
How you doing over there, sweetie? You okay? You good?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. I thought your tribute to your mother was wonderful, too.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetie.
Yes.
And I know you've been kind of quiet lately, so I just wanted to check on you, man, to make sure you're good, make sure you're all right.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Anything, anything I can do, you need a hug.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Good answer, good answer.
Come near me and I'll beat the heck out you.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Right. Our listening audience,
right.
Would you like to tell us about your mental? Anyone listening? If so, just press that one. Come talk to us. Tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, I've been in the queue. Brad, how's it going? I'm back.
Hi.
Hey.
We all remember Mr. Bradley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hope you guys, yeah. So I've been waiting.
You've been there.
Well, you're here again.
You pressed that one to come through, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At first,
love
I thought it was
love
Mr.
It.
Levi at first. I thought, you know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I do have some Levi's though. I don't. Yeah.
So how you been?
No, we're just sitting here drinking some brews and listening, checking you out.
Mm. How you liking the show so far, Mr. Bradley?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Hey, you're a lucky guy. You got all these women around you. I mean,
yeah,
hell,
yeah.
Let me sit
I
in.
I mean,
Here go another one that I don't think you heard this one. Her name is Miss Pride of Joy. Miss Pride of Joy, you in here?
Yes, I am. I am in here. And
well,
I'm
how
doing
you doing? How you doing? Good evening, good evening. How
hey,
is your mental
doing?
Good
evening.
Good
evening. We
hey,
good. How about you?
I'm good.
I'm doing just fine. My mental, it is great right now. But, you know, earlier in the week, my daughter had to go to the doctor. And when she went to the doctor, well, emergency room, we'll say, quote, emergency room. And when she went to the emergency room, I kind of got mad because, you know, they asked her to go pee in a pen. So, just because, you know, she's 17 and she may look like she's 19, that don't mean everybody's pregnant. And
right.
You didn't ask, can you take a pregnancy test? You took a pregnancy test. So I think I'm going to be looking into that because I don't believe that you're supposed to give somebody's child a pregnancy test without asking them first. You did it on your own. And then you came back and said that you done it. So my mental went from up to down.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to say, oh, yeah, she's not pregnant. First of all, who told you to take a pregnancy test?
Right.
Right.
That part.
Are you crazy?
Well,
you bring
Joy
go
Pride,
ahead.
Miss Joy Pride, Brad here.
Joy Pride.
if I may,
Brad.
Now,
Bradley's
she's not,
already.
Not pregnant physically,
pregnant?
Not pregnant,
mm-hmm.
But let's just say she's birthing her ideas into the world. So she's pregnant with ideas to birth into the world.
Okay.
You know, look at it like
okay.
that. All her endeavors of what she wants to do, she's birthing, bringing that into the world.
May I?
Absolutely, because Ms. Brian Joy.
Now,
up,
you know now,
ahead.
they got this thing, like, I think the kids be 14 or something, they don't have to discuss anything with the parents. And I think that's a bunch of BS.
That's
really
what I was
going
to bring up.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think that's a bunch of BS.
Real quick.
Yeah, and so they don't have to say, they make us leave out the room so they can ask questions and all that other crap. And I just think that's crazy. That is real crazy. But I'm glad your daughter's doing better. She's not pregnant. That's what's up.
Absolutely.
Woohoo.
Yeah, but to look at it from a better light, that's a good. I think Brad said pretty good. I think what he was trying to say is, you know, she's birthing her ideas into the world. So I think that's pretty good way to look at it.
Yeah.
But she definitely brings up a good point because I remember back in the days, no adult could talk to your child without permission or you or a parent or an adult being present. So a lot of things have changed. And
yeah.
you have to think about that. Maybe something we need to look into. Go ahead, Six. You said what?
Since they brought that law of Emancipation Act.
Right.
They've changed that. So, like, somebody's 16, they can be emancipated from their parents or guardian, and that opens up for that what they did with Pride and Joy's daughter, which wasn't right, which wasn't right, but it, that goes under the emancipation law.
Well, let me ask you this. So no child under the age of 18, let's say 17, in the age of 13, somewhere around in there, you don't have to fill out paperwork. You don't have to get authorization. You don't have to get parents' permission. If they can make you take a pregnancy test, can they take your blood? Can they administer pills? I mean, how deep does it go?
It all depends on the state, but I would definitely have her look into that because they're basically stereotyping her, saying she's pregnant and she's not.
Right.
You know, she should look into that.
Yeah. Racial, civil, somewhere along those lines, you know. But I would definitely like to research pregnant.
She definitely was profiled.
Absolutely. Because you got to just go ahead, absolutely.
Amen. Well, let me say this because my daughter, I'm a living testimony. My daughter, well, we reside in the state of Florida. So they didn't tell me anything. You know, my daughter was at the age of 15 years old. And she became pregnant, but she told me she wasn't doing anything. You know, so they have what they call teenage parent program here in Tallahassee. And we went over to the Lincoln Neighborhood Service Center here and went back there, and they did a test. They wouldn't let me go back there with her. They wouldn't let me go back
there
with her.
That's crazy. How does that even make sense?
My daughter, you know, and that was personal between what she told the doctor, you know, and so forth. And I was very, very irritable, and I was off the chain then. So I'm grateful God has changed me. But my daughter came out and I just looked at her because, you know, a parent knows their children. All you have to do is look at them, and you know when something is not right, when something is wrong. But when she came out, she said, Mama, guess what? The doctor said I'm pregnant, but I ain't been doing that. I said, oh, yes, you have. But you can't get pregnant, amen, out there. You were doing something. You know,
I'm having deja vu right
pregnant.
Now.
You know, she became pregnant. My oldest grandson is 31 years old now, and so that's him. You know, she was pregnant with him, but they wouldn't tell me anything. And then they would also, they can go and get condoms from the health department and don't have to tell mama, don't have to say anything. They can give they give condoms out now, but they so freely now that they have them sitting out in the room, you know, in the sitting room, you know, they have them sitting out so they can grab a hand like they want to grab now, you know, just so much. And it just made me think that, you know, they telling them it's okay that you do what you do, you know, even though we are against it, parents are against it, but in the state of Florida, they can, and they do, you know, they go secretly and don't have to tell mama and daddy nothing, absolutely nothing.
I would love to ask these doctors and OBGYN, all these people, like, if it was the other way around and it was your child, would you want to be in the room, or would you be okay or accept somebody telling you that you have to get out and that the information is not privy to you? Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even sign, you know, a piece of paper stating, I want to know what you said to my child. I don't know how, how do we get to a place in America where you can tell my child something, it's my child, but I don't get to know what you, a stranger per se, is telling my child. And then, like you said, you telling them they don't have to tell me, and then they got all these laws and the emancipation stuff that's going on. And I just think that's some of the issue. That's some of the problem when there are other people that, you know, telling our children, well, you don't have to tell your mother, you don't have to tell your father, you know, you can confide in me, you know, the doctor-patient privilege, you know, confidentiality and stuff like that. Just listen to what everybody's saying. Like, it's really scary when you think, when you really go down the rabbit hole, they really trying to separate the children from us. That's really crazy. So.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know. I took my daughter to the doctor back some years ago. I said, we thinking about getting birth control. Well, we have to talk to her first. Can you step out the room? And when I came back in, birth control is not for her at this time. well, okay, when she, then what? You know, it's just ridiculous. Wow. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, they do that.
And the whole point is, how did you, so I'm not, so you telling me that my child is not ready for birth control, but I wasn't in the room to see how you got to that point. How did you come up with the conclusion that my child is not ready for child? Come on, man.
Yeah, and you could prevent a lot of teenage pregnancies and everything.
Right.
If they just listen to the parent, you know?
Exactly.
Go ahead. I was talking to my OB-GYN, and I was telling her about it. She said, I give a 9-year-old birth control. I was like, what? She said, these kids nowadays be having sex, you know, before they time, you know, before they should be having sex. So
that's crazy.
It's just crazy, though. I'm sorry to hear that, Pride and Joy. It's just,
That's crazy. But that's something we can definitely look into. And I know we've been discussing a few things. That might be definitely something to bring to the table.
May I say
absolutely,
something?
You may.
You know, I know here in Tallahassee, there was a 12-year-old that was pregnant, and gave birth to her child at the age of 13 years old. She was 12 years old, 12 years, and that really shook me because babies now are just babies. Yes, babies, and then it irked me for the man that laid down with her and thought robbery, because I call that robbery. You're robbing her of her innocence. You're robbing her of her innocence. And she was 12 years old that gave birth here in Tallahassee. Now, I don't know any other that are younger than her, but I know she was 12 years old, 13, when she gave birth to her baby boy. So that's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
May I?
Absolutely. Oh, okay.
I just want to say that, you know, we had a talk with my daughter, and we did put her on pills one time, but she came and gave me the pills back, and she said, Ma, I'm not doing nothing. I don't want to take pills because I'm not doing nothing.
Right.
You know, when I'm ready, then, you know, I will come to you. The other thing I wanted to say, I don't know if you remember, Miss Lady, it was a little girl that was pregnant in Greensboro, and I think she's about 11 or 12 years old. Her mother made her have the baby and then gave the baby away.
Wow.
Gave the baby away.
Imagine putting
the
child
baby away. She made her go through the pain and all that, and then she gave the baby away in front of her.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a whole other level of mental health. I need some help.
Right. And since you said mental health.
You don't even know what she's going through now, you know?
Right.
What's going through her mental.
Sorry. What she about to say, Ms. Prime Joe?
I was getting ready to give out a number for mental health.
Absolutely.
1-800-542-7562. 1-855-587-3463. And 1-800-950-6264. Depression, mental illness for both of them. And another thing that I want to mention about depression is a common rental disorder, and it generally affects women more.
That's interesting. And for everybody else, if you have mental health issues in your cities and states, and you have numbers that you can give reference or referrals for some people who may need counseling, therapy, may need somebody to talk to. Of course, there's always the 1-800 hotlines, the suicide hotlines. And for those of you who live in the Cleveland area, we have the Murtis H. Taylor Mental Health Services that you can reach at 216-283-4400. That is a 24-hour hotline that you can call. Like I said, once again, if you need some help, you need somebody to talk to, some counseling, some therapy, call them. They'll make an appointment with you, set up an assessment with you, come in and see what they can do for you.
Amen.
So if I may ask, how is it that women are more depressed than men? I mean, how do they determine that?
Well, I read this in a magazine. I read this in a magazine where it was talked about a lot of women, celebrities, non-celebrities. A lot of them was dealing with depression and mental illness, mm-hmm. and it was saying that a doctor had quoted that he did the thing, and he said that more women were than men. He said that he finds out that a lot of women, you know, when they come getting ready to go into postmenopause and different things like that, they have a mm-hmm. lot of mental illness and stress and things like that, you know, going on with themselves.
Oh. Okay.
May I? All
right.
Amen. We also have what they call mental fatigue. Mental fatigue. That's where you're overwhelmed. You're stressed mm-hmm. to the point. Even veterans go through mental fatigue. You know where you're exhausted. That mental thing drains you. It drains you. Mm-hmm. It takes your energy. You know, it takes your energy from you. And also, mm-hmm. also, you know, you got a lot of men. You have a lot of men. It may not be calculated in the statistics of who outweigh them more, you know, in mental and depression and oppression and panic attacks and anxiety attacks. But you have a lot of men as well, too. You know, a lot of them keep it down on the down low because they, you know, they don't want you to know that they have fallen off of the rock or something. But then you, too, have a lot of men, especially those veterans. Those veterans mm-hmm. that have been shot up, lost legs, limbs, and different things, and eyes and arms and so forth. So much that they go through as a whole as well, too, which is called mental fatigue. Mental fatigue. We do too. You know, when things are overwhelming and heartbreaks, you know, heartbreaks can kill you, can send you into a antidepressive stage as well too. So, you know, here in the state of Florida, you can reach Appalachian Mental Health here in the state of Florida. You can reach them at 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. You can also call Amen Now here in the state of Florida as well, Tallahassee, 850-523-3333. And you can reach there 24 hours a day. Amen. And whatever that you're going through, suicidal thoughts, you know, depression, please reach out to them, you know, and it's okay to reach out. It's okay to reach out when you find yourself falling, find yourself, amen, that you can't see your way and you can't talk to mama, daddy, sister, brother, friend. Find your way, amen, to reach somebody counseling. They're 24 hours a day. Please call them. It's very important. And if you forget, just hit 911 or 411 in your local area, and then it will direct you to the counseling, amen, that you most needed that help for. I'm done. I'm completed. I bless you.
Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up. And once again, if you're in the state of Ohio, 211 local resources. Call whoever answers the phone. Tell them the type of resources you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And if those resources are available, they can point you in the right direction. And down here in Ohio, 211 is a 24-hour number. Did anybody, you know, we were talking about what happened down in Uvalde, and since then, it just keeps getting worse. More schools have been shot up, more children have been shot. There was a funeral we were talking about earlier, and this is how bad it's getting. Like, you're going to bury somebody who's passing on, and now they're shooting up funerals. And there were, I believe, five individuals who died at this funeral. And we've discussed this many times. You really have to be conscientious and aware of your surroundings. nowadays there is nowhere safe. It doesn't matter if you're at the grocery store, if you're at the school, you're at the gas station, if you're at a funeral, you could be anywhere. So, you know, we talk about some of the signs. Just be aware of things that look out of place, that don't look right. Call 911. If you get a vibe, you know, you feel bad about a situation or what you are observing, get away from that. Get away from that. Just be very, very, very careful and observant with what's going on. Because the world is on fire right now and upside down, and we have to do whatever we can to continually save as many as we can. And like I said, that starts with those of us who are on the front lines, who can step in, who can step up, save the baby, save the elderly, save those who need help, who need the guidance, the counseling, the therapy. Anything they say that we can do to help, we should do that. And like I said, once again, I'm just glad to be a part of AJ and the Squad and Six Eyes Radio Network, because that's what we do here. We want to give back and try to give as many resources as we possibly can for those who might not be able to access those resources. Has anybody else got any trending topics to talk about?
Yes, I have a trending topic to talk about. This
Go
is
right
Six
ahead.
Eyes Radio, and I'm going to be talking about Let's Talk Sports, New York CNN Business. LeBron James is a billionaire. That's right, y'all heard me. He's a billionaire. First time an active NBA player has achieved that milestone. According to one calculation, Ford said that the Los Angeles Lakers star has maximized. And he liked to use this word. If you don't know what it means to make it large or great as possible. And he loved to use this word in his business, generating more than $1.2 billion in pre-tax earnings. His NBA salary from three different teams during the past 19 years has amounted to $383 million. James has racked upwards $900 million in income from endorsement. And the other business venture, this man works with Nike, AT&T, Pepsi, Walmart. Ford said that James structured his deal, including these brands, giving him a living upside instead of just a quick, you know, paycheck. He's a four-time NBA champion, also invested in fitness, startup rides, sharing companies, Lyft, and eatery, Upside Blaze Pizza.
Mm.
James's TV, Moore Studio, Spring Hill Entertainment, which Ford valued him at $300 million. The studio that helped produce Space Jam, that's right, Space Jam, a new legacy movie, it earned $16.3 million at the box office. He got the receipts worldwide. James has also said this has always been his dream to be a billionaire. It is my biggest milestone, he told GQ in 2014. Interview, obviously, I wanted to maximize my business, and if it happened to be a billionaire dollar athlete, well, hip-hop array. Oh, my God, I'm going to be excited. He also wants you to know that Michael Jordan is the only other basketball billionaire on Forbes list. He didn't achieve that until 2014, more than a decade after he retired. This is all about LeBron James and his Six Eyes Radio Network. And Ms. Brian and Joy is complete.
Thank you so much for that. And LeBron James, as everybody know, definitely iconic. And I don't know if anybody knows about his school, the I Promise School in Akron. But on their last day, he showed up and surprised everybody, and they had a really good time. LeBron James. He does a lot. Like, I know, you know, like a lot of sports entertainers, you know, they get bad, you know, bad press for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have certain expectations of these athletes, you know, to win. But when they're not in uniform, when they're not on the court, most of them, majority of them, in my opinion, really do give back to the community, to the neighborhoods, to those who are less fortunate. And LeBron James is definitely one of those. Go ahead, Mr. Six. You wanted to say something, sir?
Yeah, LeBron James, definitely. Congratulations to Six Eyes Radio Network. LeBron is a very given person. Him and his wife, Savannah, very, very given. And they he was just here in Ohio. He surprised the kids for the last day of school, and he went to go see his coach. He always loves to go see his coach when he's able to be in town. And if a fanboy, it was these kids, I know they're going to be great. Because when he walked in, I mean, it was awesome. And they, you know, these future basketball players, man, it's just, you just imagine your biggest person that you look up to. And they're right there, man. It's a beautiful feeling. And all it takes is a spark. You know, the spark's one interest, you know, and that will set the course to greatness. But he was, like I said, in town over the weekend and surprising for the last day at school. And it's just a beautiful thing, man. And he also does his annual LeBron James Foundation, where he gives bikes away every summer.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just a beautiful thing, man. So salute, LeBron.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Especially what he does with his college funding for the college kids is beautiful, too. It's another
wonderful
program that he has. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
And I don't know how many people the Johnny Depp trial is finally over, thank God. You know, he came out a victor, I guess, whatever that means. But
he came out. I think he got some footage from Johnny Depp. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up. I am so happy that this trial is over. I'm able to pursue my acting career because I've been in it for a long 58, and I've been in it for quite some time. You know, Amber, she didn't win. My wife didn't win. Might be a little drunk if I pronounced her name wrong, but he has to pay me. And with that, I'm happy with the decision. And even though she, took a shit. Well, you guys heard the testimony. It wasn't nice. You know, but I'm happy. Thank you guys, and this is Johnny Depp from AJ, checking out AJ and the squad. Thank you.
Oh, we appreciate you, Mr. Depp. Come on through anytime.
And can I come every Friday? I mean, I don't have nothing else to do.
Sure.
How you doing over there, Queen?
I'm good. If you guys,
I think we need to pay some bills, you think?
We do. We need to pay some bills, and I think you got some music behind those bills, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Right back. Six Eyes Radio Network, AJ and the Squad.
Squad.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
No texting and driving. None. Whatsoever. It's not that important. It's not that important. So, give us a call, 424-243-9617. Press 1 to come on in and talk to us. So, I believe I have the esteemed honor, the esteemed pleasure,
amen,
to introduce to some and present to others our speaker for tonight. He is a true, true man of God. He is awesome. He's someone I have watched grow up into a wonderful, wonderful pastor, preacher, father, husband. And I'll let him tell you about himself. So after this next song you hear, the next voice you hear will be that of Elder D.L. McDay, pastor of New Birth Church of Asheville. Let's receive him by saying, Elder McDay.
Amen. All right. Amen.
Thank you. a hand of witness to that. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He's all the best in me.
Everyone else around me. One question. The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help of it here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
Oh,
yes, sir. Is there anybody hearing him tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
Day, are you ready, sir?
Yes, am I in?
You are in. We hear you.
All right. Thank you all for having me on tonight. I want to say hello to everybody all over the world. It is an honor and a privilege. Thank you, Miss Queen, for inviting me, and Mr. AJ, sir, and all the crew. Thank you guys so much, all the squad, for allowing me to be on here. I have some of my church people on here, and I want to tell them thank you so much for coming on. And even my mother is on here, and I am very excited about what is getting ready to happen. I was asked to share a little of my story, and I want to do that tonight. Father, we just thank you for this time, and we just pray that you would just guard my mouth, God. Give me the words and the wisdom and the knowledge, God. God, I just pray that you would have your way in us, through us, and among us in these few moments. Amen.
Amen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, my name, I go by Pastor D.L. McDay. D.L. stands for Damian Lamont. I recently changed it to D.L. I used to go by Damian, but now it's D.L. McDay. I am married to a lovely lady named Leandra McDay, which she is on here as well. Yes, we have three beautiful children, Alexander, Jada, and Camille. I am the pastor and the founder of the New Birth Church, Asheville Incorporated. I have been the pastor. We started 6 years ago. This coming February 2023, it'll be 7 years that God has blessed us.
Amen.
We are just excited about where God has taken us in this season. I want to talk about a little bit how I started. I started at a very young age. My mother says that I didn't talk until I was two. They said something was going to be a little wrong with him because my cord was wrapped in three knots. And every time I pushed down to be born, it would cut off the circulation. And so an older doctor came in and said, we're going to have to give her an emergency C-section. My mother never had a C-section before, but she did with me. And so they said, you know, something was going to be wrong with me. So they had to keep me in the hospital a little while longer after she had given me birth. But so as I grew up, I didn't talk until I was two. And then she said, and when you started talking, it's like you was preaching. You was trying to sing. You was trying to preach. And we said, oh, Lord, something is really wrong with this baby. And I grew up, my family church is Tripestone, and I grew up and I would listen to them sing, listen to the preacher preach, and go home and mimic what I was learning in church and seeing in church. And I just sung and began to preach. And then I'll never forget it, June 9th, 1997, I preached my first sermon in front of a live congregation, because I preached in my room for years to my figurines and set them up like a church. But I preached to my first live congregation at the age of 11 at Union Grove Baptist Church in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And from then on, my journey began as this preacher. I was never pushed to do this. This is something that I wanted to do. And I believe that God has chosen me. You know, there's some are called, few are chosen. And I believe that I was one of the chosen ones, because even when I wanted to stop preaching, when I just wanted to give up, the Lord said, no, I will not let you give up. And I was so grateful that the things that I went through was preparing me and training me. If I could take you back to the Bible where David, remember when God told Samuel to go to the house of Jesse, because there's a young man that you're going to anoint to be the king of Israel. And he went to Jesse's house, and he had all these sons. He started with the taller sons, the older sons, you know, tall, nice, handsome. You know how you ladies like tall men. And God said, no, that's not the one. So Samuel was confused, so he asked Jesse, the Bethlehemite. He said, Jesse, do you have any sons that are not here that I don't know of? And he said, yes, he's the youngest. He's out with the sheep, attending the sheep. And Samuel said, go get him. Samuel could not sit down and eat until the last son had gotten there, and his name was David. And David came, and God said, that's the man. Anoint him. And I believe today that I was that man that God said, that's him. I'm going to anoint him. I'm going to use him as my mouthpiece in this season. I often listen to Dr. Jamal Bryan, and he said, I didn't ask for it. I didn't bargain for it. God put this on my life, and I just learned to embrace what he has put on my life. So at the age of 30, I was ordained, and I started a church in the city of Asheville, North Carolina, by the name of New Birth. And y'all, believe it or not, we had about 15 to 20 people that started with me. But the first service was, oh, man, it was packed. But the core group, believe it or not, they're still with me today. 6 years later, they're all still with me. Some have come, some have gone, and God is bringing and adding more to the church daily. But I'm so grateful for being that vessel that he is using. Yes, it gets difficult. Yes, it gets challenging, but I know that with God, all things are possible. Because David said in Psalms 121, I will lift my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. And listen, y'all, that was a question. And then he answered himself, and he said, my help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I like that part where it says made heaven and earth, because it doesn't matter what happens here on earth. If he made it, he can see me through it. He can get me through it. So I'm excited about that. I thank God for the position that he has put me in. God has blessed me to work for the county. He's providing for me daily. I mean, even in the midst of the obstacles that may come, God is still good to a little brother. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that he loves me in spite of me. When I should have been, when I could have been, he still loved me. And I'm telling y'all, it's the best thing in the world. You know what? That was the perfect song, Miss Queen. He saw the best in me.
Yes,
he looked at me and saw what I needed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, I feel the anointing. He looked at me and he said, I still want him. And, you know, I was just telling my church the other Sunday, or it might have been Tuesday night Bible, but it was one of them. But I said, God never picked perfect people. And when I look at my life, I know I'm not perfect, but he still chose me.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me and he said, I want him. I still want him. He don't cross every T, but I still want him. He doesn't dot every I, but I still want him. God, I want him. And I thank God every day that he chose me. He's anointed me, and he's brought me to this time. And you know what, y'all? And through God using me, people are being blessed. Things are happening in their life. Their faith has increased because God is using me. So I don't take any credit of my own. I know it's all God. I know it's all him, and I just give him the glory. I give him the praise. And you know what? I love that you all gave me this space and this time to share with you just some of my life. But God has been good. I could sit here and complain, but you know what? You'll say, you know what, DL, you complaining about that, but it's somebody in a worse situation. So
amen.
All I can say is, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. You are the Lord of all, and I bless his name. That's all I've got for you.
Amen, amen,
amen,
amen. So now
amen.
we know Mother McDay is here. And Miss Mac, I know you don't like to do a whole lot, but I'm going to ask that you press that one. Because we need you to say something. We need you to talk about this young man. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes. But if any more of his congregation would like to say something to him on behalf of yourself, your church, your family, your friends, please press 1. Please press 1. I will see you. You can talk. I see one right there. I know who that is. 828-301, sir, you are live. You may talk.
Hi, this is Ben. D.L. McDay's mother.
Hey, baby.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Everything that he said is the truth. And we did think it was a little strange because I have older kids, and they act nothing like D.L. McDay. And when he started growing up, he was so serious about his calling. So every Sunday before we went to church, he would preach in his room to his figurines, and he was something serious because if one of the other kids would call him on the phone and ask to speak to him, he'd say, Mom, I'm in here preaching. So he wouldn't go. That's how serious he was. And it was something different to grow up with a child like that because I never had to buy blue jeans or tennis shoes or sweatshirts or sweatsuits, nothing like that. He always wanted to be in a suit. And people thought that he was just doing that because he wanted to be a preacher, but that's him.
Yeah.
He even wanted to wear suits and stuff to school because that's him. But anyway, I thank God for him. I hope and pray that God continue to bless him, bless his heart, bless his family, and just keep on keeping on. And I thank you for allowing me to speak on
Reverend
E.L. McDay.
We thank you, Ms. Mack. We thank you. And speaking of his family, now I know you don't like to speak a whole lot. You don't like me put out there like that. But Lady Lee, his wife, would you please press 1 and just come say something to us? You don't have to be a lot. I know you're going to get me tomorrow. I know. But just press that 1. Just sell us something to us. And in his congregation, you want to talk, press 1. Y'all will get me tomorrow, but I ain't going to worry about it. That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if y'all both mind, I'd like to say something to him.
Yes, yes.
See, he was talking about having, as I call them, an inconvenience. Well, I happen to be a blind preacher. As I was telling you guys earlier, have being the blind trucker, but I'm also a blind missionary to the blind. I'm a missionary to the blind. And right now, we've been praying for a while now, and we've been praying for that people would join us in Faith Promise so that we could raise money to get a bus so we could go to the blind schools and blind camps, as the Bible says, go to the highways and hedges and compel them so we could go to these blind schools, blind camps, and give the gospel to the blind of this country.
Absolutely.
So if anybody would like to know how they could join with us, I am willing to give that donation information.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, Mr. Wolfgang. Absolutely.
Well, that'd be very easy. You could go to our website, Holiness, you spell it with a Y, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org, and you go to the bottom there where it says love offerings, and you can use your credit card, or you could go to PayPal and enter the email address, 2, digit 2, F-O-R, digit number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com, and you can donate that way and just indicate your love gift is for the Faith Promise for the bus. And we'd greatly appreciate that, and we know that God will richly bless you. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
I wanted to see if my wife had came on. Are you on?
Lady Lee?
Well, I just wanted to say congratulations with your church, continued success, Mother McDay, you raised a great son, so it paid off. Those stuffed animals and figurines, it paid off.
Okay.
Yeah. And I want to add that her and my father are at church every Sunday.
Yes, they are.
Every Sunday. And matter of fact, what I love about it is my church has 2 reserved seats for the pastor's family, for the pastor's parents. And I love it. I love it.
That's beautiful.
So 828-989, you are live, and 828-423, you are live. So I believe the 989.
Good evening,
everybody. There we go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Leandra. I am the wife of Pastor D.L. McDay. Like Queen said, I do not do a whole lot of talking. I sit back and do a whole lot of observing. So, you know, not quite sure what she wants me to say. But, you know, it is a privilege and an honor to see, you know, every day just how much God grows our family, just how much God grows our church, you know, just the love that he has for, you know, his church, his community. And, you know, it does get trying at times, but, you know, I do my best and I keep pushing and I take every little thing as, you know, a blessing and a lesson and roll with the punches.
And I would say this on behalf of Lady Lee. She's right about what she just said. This young lady probably didn't sign up for this, but he is so busy, and she is so supportive. I mean, I don't care whether she wants to go or not. Wherever this man is, this young lady is there. And for them to be a
yes.
young couple of Christ like that, you don't even see young couples that's not of Christ acting the way they act. So this woman is so supportive of this young man. And I know it gets hard on her because she's got a lot on her plate. She's actually one of my bosses, y'all, you know, after school, but we ain't going to say that though. But she's great. She's awesome. She's beautiful. And she is so supportive of her husband. And I love to see young love like that.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what? Queen, you are so right, and I am thankful for my wife. She is very supportive, and I know she didn't sign up for this. She told me she didn't sign up for this. Now, when we started courting, I was just a little minister, but we got married. She said, "I know you was already getting ready to be the pastor," and I said, "Yes." But we are the, believe it or not, in the city of Asheville, me and my wife are the youngest pastor and first lady in this city.
Yep.
And so I know Lady Lee has to deal with a lot, but she's there and she is supportive, and I am so grateful for my wife, and I thank God for her. I thank God for her. And she has really blessed my heart on tonight just by saying something. She has really blessed me, and I thank you. And you know what, y'all? One thing that I started doing for my wife, because so many people pull on me and so many people call me, because, like I said, the church is really growing. Every Tuesday, I take my wife out to lunch, just me and her, no kids, no church, no family, just me and her. And I believe that she is really enjoying that and so happy just to have her husband to herself. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy it too. I can't even complain. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so I love you, and I'm very appreciative to you, Lady Leandra McDay.
Yes, yes. So we were at his pastor's anniversary, and, you know, pastor's anniversary are always for the pastor, but we were brought up to believe that his wife has to be appreciated also. So at his church, they were doing, you know, they would give him, present him with affections of love, and this particular woman from out of town, her daughter was as a member of his church, she came in and she started a love offering for Lady Lee. And I thought that was absolutely beautiful. I mean, and she was, they was throwing the money at her. I was like, okay. she needs that too. You know, it takes a lot. I don't know particularly, but just watching her and watching other pastors and wives in my community, it's got to be a hard situation to be able to support, especially when you got little baby, you know, because they got, you know, they got kids, they got smaller kids, and to be able to have to take your child from here to here to here to here. But she's there and she's doing it, and she's just, I love her, y'all. That's my baby. that's one of my babies. I'm just gonna say it is. But I thank God for them, and I thank God for what they are in my life. I thank God for Mom Matt, because everything I've learned in the Bible, I learned from her. So I am blessed with these people, and I just thank you that you've accepted our invitation to come and speak. I also see an 828-423. If you want to talk, I see you alive. If you want to talk, go for it. The mic is all yours.
Well, hello. I'm a little shy. My name is Zena.
You are not shy.
Right. She is not shy.
I'm a little quiet and a little angry.
You are not quiet.
Not quiet at all.
I would be remiss if I didn't praise my pastor, D.L. Matt J., and his wife, Lady Leandra, and his parents. Those are mine. I'm under a pastor who is second to none. So anybody that's in the city of Asheville or surrounding areas, you can find your way to 441 North Louisiana Avenue on Sundays and Tuesdays, 9:15 or 2:15. I promise you, you won't leave the way you came.
He said that.
Somebody want to give her an application?
my pastor. That's all I have for you.
305, your mic is on. Would you like to talk?
Greetings, folks. Just stepping through to say hey. Just decided to give it a listen tonight. This
hey.
Is Shorty. What's up?
Hi, Shorty.
What's going on with a Shorty, sir?
What's up, Shorty?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm cool. Just, you know, it's just a storm passing through down here in South Florida, so just here just listening to you guys.
Hey, man. I hope everything is all right down there for you.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm inside. It's wet out there and dry in here. I'm good.
Okay.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Does anyone else have any questions for DL, his
May
wife,
I,
his sure.
Absolutely, you may.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You got to make me be like David, dance out of my clothes. Amen. But I got them on. I got them on
praise
top
God,
today. Amen.
God.
And Lady Day. I got it on. Amen. Because one thing for sure and two things we know. If we don't take something from here tonight, something is wrong. Something
definitely.
Is definitely wrong because I can feel the fire. This last speaker that just spoke, that's supposed to be shot, that gave that 441, whatever that the atmosphere is. I'm in Florida, but I tell you one thing for sure, and two things that I know. The God that you serve is a mighty God, and the man that you're under is a mighty man of God. And
amen.
I glorify and I magnify his name.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. I give God all the praise and all the honor. Thank you, man of God, amen, for coming out blessing us immensely because that's what it's all about, the word. It's all about the word, amen, because he said, I'll take the foolish thing to confound the wise. Amen.
All right.
God can use anything and anybody. Doesn't make a difference. Amen. And my sister, you said you were shy. Amen. You don't talk, but oh, yes, you do.
She ain't shy.
Amen. You got somebody to talk about. You got somebody to talk about. Amen. To God be glory. Because when God sting you, amen, he do an awesome thing. Amen. And it's good when you can get that connection that you know that you're connected to the power source. I mean the power source. I mean when you plug up your phone and you get a charge, I mean the power source. Amen. And you are connected to the power source. Amen to God.
Yes.
I'm so blessed here in Tallahassee, Florida. Amen. My hair standing all up on my dike. Amen. And,
that's right.
And if I can be there in the flesh, I'm vigilant there. But guess what?
Sure,
that
amen.
Don't stop God's show. Amen. You don't have to be a star to be in God's show.
That's
amen.
Right.
God,
that's right.
You know, one thing we got to know and two things we know. We got to pray, aim high, and stay focused. Later day. Amen. You hold a high position. And when the man of God is blessed, amen, you're one. You're no longer two. Amen. You're not Lady Day over by herself, but you're one now. He said, what God has joined together, let no man put aside, you're one.
Yeah.
So when the man of God is blessed, amen, the whole house is blessed. Amen. And when the pastor go up, each and every one of you, I'm going up tonight because of what I've heard. Amen. Can't nobody stop the show that God have. Amen. What God has for you, it is for you. Man of God, you keep on teaching. You keep on preaching. Amen. To God be the glory. And you tell them like this right here. Take a lick and keep on ticking. Because one thing for sure ain't going to sugarcoat nothing for you. Amen. I'm blessed tonight. I'm truly blessed. I'm blessed. Amen. Being here on the top. Amen. With AJ and the squad and Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen.
Yes,
making
ma'am.
A difference in somebody's life. You know
that's
what?
Right.
You done
that's
struck
right.
something. Somebody's sitting on that couch. Somebody's laying on their bed tonight.
Tell them. Tell them. Tell them.
Say to increase them to get up. To get up and don't lay there. I'm blessed tonight.
Right.
Amen. You shut something up in me tonight. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Lord Jesus. I give God all the praise and all of the honor. Thank you again, amen, for blessing us and blessing those ears that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying
God.
To the church. That's you and I. Each and every one of us, you and I, no matter what kind of shoes you walk in, no matter we can wear the same size shoe, amen, but our walk is different. I walk in different, so
amen.
I'm grateful. Man of God, keep on doing what you're doing. Amen. Yeah. Blind or no blind, send me, Lord, and I go. If you send me, and I go. I just may show up at 441, whatever the street is, but it's recorded. It's recorded. Yes. But one thing for sure, just hearing you and your congregation that came so powerful. I mean, it spoke volume. It spoke volume. We should leave your cold tonight, but we should leave, amen,
right,
on flame tonight. Continue
and
Mr. Mayday, we continue to go higher in the Lord.
Mr. Mayday,
yes,
you're not getting
I
out of it either because you told me that you was going to finish your song. So you're not getting
okay,
out of it. You know I'm not even trying to make that happen.
My home church let me come over here tonight. So I'm going to send
yes.
you this song and play it as well.
Well, that's what's up.
Sing, baby.
The song says,
I shall wear a crown.
Thank you, Dad.
Yes.
I shall wear a crown.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Yeah.
When it's all over. When it's all over. I like this part right here, y'all. I shall see his face. I shall see his face. I'm going to put on my robe, tell the story of how I made it over. I'm going to put on my robe, tell the story how I'm going to put on my robe, tell the story how I made it over.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to put on my robe, tell the story how I made it.
Check.
Thank you again, baby, so much. I so appreciate
you.
You're
welcome.
And anytime you want to come back, anytime you want to come listen, you are
welcome.
Anytime.
Always welcome back.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
Yeah, was
I
that
just
you
wanna,
playing
I'll
Oregon
do
too?
It. I'll do it.
Huh?
Hi.
Was that you playing the Oregon?
Yes, it was.
Oh, man, those chord changes, my God.
Yeah, skillful, skillful.
Listen, it's just the basic thing. I don't know the tricks like my little bro, Steven, and even the guy that plays for me now. His name is Raphael. I don't know all the tricks like them, but it's just the basic.
You get the job done just fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I don't know if y'all heard me when I said my tester is second to none. He's a triple.
Well,
yes,
I,
that was a
I think we.
Right,
I don't know if you if you've been making music. I don't know if you've been recording some of that, but you if you haven't, suggestion. You just start
right.
Putting that out there. That'd be beautiful. For real.
Yeah.
And I just want to say personally, Pastor D.L. McDay, that I appreciate you, your mother, your family, everybody. Your wife, your congregation, everybody coming through and blessing us with your testimony, with your word, with your story, with your talent, your musical, God-given voice, very, very, very passionate and very motivational and moving. And just as far as what I'm going through, that song right there that you sang, I say God has a purpose for everybody. It's a reason for everybody. And I think that I needed to really, really hear that song. So I just want to say personally for me, thank you. Thank you very much. That really meant a lot that you sang that song and that you chose to come and bless us with your presence here tonight.
Thank you.
On the podcast. So I just want to say once again, thank you for me personally. And, of course, I know from Six and the 6 Hours Radio Network, and of course everybody on AJ and the Squad, we definitely appreciate you coming through and blessing us, sir. Thank you very much. And the door is always open to you and your family, your congregation, at all times.
Check us out on Facebook, 6 Hours Radio Network, AJ and the Squad. I think I sent you an invite to our page. If not, then I'll definitely check and send again. Share with us, follow us. Oh, make our home your home. You know, I can't thank you enough, baby. Your mom, Miss Matt, you already know what you mean to me. Lady Lee, oh, my God. Miss Zena, thank you. But you know what, Miss Zena? Had I saw that you was not on here, I was going to get mad at you myself. Because I knew that if anybody in that congregation was going to come, you were going to come.
Right.
And I thank you. I thank you for your dedication to him.
Yes.
And like I said, if anybody's coming, I knew you were coming. And I thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So you guys are welcome to stick around if you want to. We've got a few more other things we need to take care of before our time is up.
That's what you call family love right
all
there.
I'll be right back.
Well, this is Johnny Depp. This is Johnny Depp, and I love that song. That song I just got recorded. Growl, and I apologize to the pastor, the first lady, and Mama Day of my language about my wife. You have to learn from the bathroom. Love you all. Thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah, don't hold it against us, please.
You are fine.
Do not hold
that
against
us. Thank you. And if I get the forgiveness of the pastor, Mama Dan, first lady, I'll be happy.
1-855-466-7204. 1-855-466-7204. Mental illness and substance abuse. You can be here today, but gone tomorrow. If you have that last conversation with that important person, please give them the number. 1-855-466-7204. It's mental illness and substance abuse.
Amen, amen.
Talk about it.
Amen.
It's a real situation.
Yes, yes.
You could be here today and gone tomorrow. It's 6 Hours Radio Network with Miss Pride and Joy. 1-855-466-7204. Mental illness and substance abuse. Be here today, but gone tomorrow.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on 6-5 Radio Network. Head us up, 424-243-9617.
So, Mr. AJ.
Absolutely.
That song actually was for you.
Yes. Oh, was it?
Yes, it was.
You're trying to sneak things in on me, huh?
I mean, hey, you know.
You're a little sneaky, so.
The members of AJ and the squad would like to say happy birthday to you. We know it's not till tomorrow.
Happy birthday, AJ.
Happy birthday, me. Thank you, everybody.
Yes. And that song, you know, you sat there and you helped me pick out songs, not knowing that that third song was actually supposed to be for you. But we just want to let you know that we know that things are really rough right now. But we love you. Let me just erase it. AJ, I love you. You know what you mean to me. Beyond AJ and the squad, you know that I have...
Brave.
Getting to know you and what I've learned about you means the world to me. Knowing your many desires, your endeavors, your dreams, even when you're at your worst, you give your best. Even when you have nothing, you give so much. And I know that God is taking you through this, because when he finally rewards you, your cup is going to run over. You would not have the room to receive it. And I already thank God to know that when it starts running over, that I'm going to be right there beside you all the way.
You better
filling
know.
Filling all your blessings, because we're going to share this thing together.
And you better
and
know.
I just want to read this to you.
Thank you.
Hello, sir. Come close. I don't want to talk too loud. No, that's okay. You stay right there. I just want to tell you that I am so proud. Of all the things you're about to do and the moves you're about to make, you are overcoming the odds and chances that you are not afraid to take. I appreciate your mind. I appreciate the thoughts that you have. I appreciate how your heart speaks. You go after what you want, and you set your dreams to make everything a reach. I look forward to sharing the success for you with you, and you can't get rid of me. So you might as well realize the fact that I'm here with everything you do. AJ, I love you. Thank you so much for what you are in my life. And I just appreciate the squad. And I'll let them just say what they're going to say, because if I keep talking, I'm going to start crying.
You know, don't you do it. Don't you do it. You're going to make me cry.
Oh, cry baby.
Get over it, Tay Tay.
Before anybody do anything, Miss Sheila, can we get our happy birthday, please?
Happy birthday to happy birthday, AJ. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. We love you. Yes, we do. We love you. Yes, we do. We love you. We love you. We love you. We really do. But I love you, Rama. God loves you the most. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. He really do. From Six Sides and the Radio Network. From the Six Sides Radio Network. From the Six Sides Radio Network. AJ and the squad. We
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, AJ. Happy birthday to
All right.
Amen.
Wow, man. Clayton, that was beautiful. And I bet y'all never heard a rendition like that.
Never.
Only on the 6-5 Radio Network.
If
I may say something, it's
617.
Yes, you may.
Who is that, Mr. Bradley? Is that Mr. Bradley?
This is Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp.
Yeah, well, welcome back there, Mr. Depp. Well, what would you like to say here, Mr. Depp?
Well, thank you. Well, I, like I said, I will be here every Friday. My schedule's free. And happy birthday. And I miss my soul brothers and soul sisters. So happy birthday, man.
Well, thank you, Mr. Depp. I so much appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Anytime. We'll keep a six-pack on chill for you.
Anything to AJ for his birthday.
Yeah. Hold on, Mr. Depp. Happy birthday, brother.
Appreciate that, birthday. Mr. Six.
Yes.
And I just want to say real. Thank you, Mr. Two-Piece. Appreciate that, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to say to Queen real quick, first, thank you. Thank you for the poem. Thank you, as always, for your articulate, heartwarming, spirit-warming, soul-fulfilling words. I got a lot going on. So, you know, to hear the things that we discuss and we talk about, can't tell y'all none of y'all better. But, we spend a lot of time, we discuss a lot of things, and, you know, I know what you mean to me, and I know what I mean to you. And, you know, we've had a couple of conversations. And, you know, us coming, crossing each other's paths again, like I told you, it was no coincidence. It's God's work. We're doing God's work. And, you know, and I've told you, this, all of this, you know, there would be an AJ. There would be AJ somewhere, probably would drop it on another night, doing other things, and it definitely would not be this. So, you know how I feel about you, because without you, none of this would have grown into what it has grown into and what it is growing into. So, I hate to tell you this, but you're stuck with me. So, you tried it, but you know, long time ago. Yeah, like you just say you stuck with me, and you F with me. That's just how it goes. That's just the way it is. So, you say with all my heart, soul, spirit, you know, I appreciate you. Every day, everything you do for the network, everything you do for the podcast, everything you do for me, everything you do for your family, but especially everything that you do for those babies, because you know how I feel about that. You know, my mother being a teacher, you know, that's near and dear to my heart, and you are definitely one of the good ones. You are definitely one of the women individual school teachers that we need out here to be with these babies, to get these babies love. I hear every day, you know, no matter what you're going through, even when you're sick and you don't feel like this, you don't feel like that, and you have an attitude and all that, when you're around those babies, it's nothing but smiles and joy. You know, you take care of them, you love them, and everything. So I just want to say thank you to you for being here with along with everybody else. But like I said, without you, there wouldn't be everybody else. So there wouldn't be what we have going on. So much love to you for that. And greater things to come, greater things to come, greater things to come. And I appreciate all y'all being here with me tonight and sharing this moment with me. Thank each and every one of you.
I don't know why you made her cry.
Well, she be making me cry all the time. I think it's only fair. I think it's only right every now that I give my back out of her. I'm just
here. Me her cry.
You know, when y'all first met me, you know, I had a certain reputation out here. Now, that like reputation is like non-existent now. Thank you to the squad. You know, people are starting to call me a nice guy. People are starting to respect me and call me by my last name and call me Mr. and Sir. I'm not used to all this, you know. A-hole, crazy, weird, stupid, retarded. Something ain't right with him. What's wrong with that? I can't even use the excuses no more. They're like, we heard you on the podcast, bruh. We know.
Anybody have anything else? We got a few callers still left. You want to talk? You got something to say? Come on, talk to us. We got a few minutes left for just for you. So.
Absolutely, because afterwards, it's going to be, you know, for the grown, sexy, for the adults.
Let's see some normal back
freezer,
stuff.
Freezer's
full
of good stuff. Freezer's full of good stuff.
Okay. Well, may I?
Absolutely.
Yes, after, after that beautiful song, that song, it was, you know, it was a very nice song. And I just think I want to go ahead and do, you know, the rapper that lost his daughter. I said, that sounds good. That song is so beautiful. I want to go ahead and speak on that if I could.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
All right. Rapper Mr. P say his daughter Tatiana Mitter died at the age of 29.
Mm-hmm.
Life is too short.
Mm-hmm.
Rapper Master P announced the death of his 29-year-old daughter. Now, Master P has 9 kids.
Ooh.
Tatiana Mitter, in a social media post on Monday, Master P, whose real name is Percy Robert Miller, shared on Instagram that the family experienced overwhelming grief. He did not discourse or talk about the case much, but he revealed that she was struggling with substance abuse, mental illness. He wants us to know that substance abuse and mental illness is a real issue that we can't be afraid to talk about. He said, with God, we will get through this. In a different post, the No Limit Record founder reflect further on his daughter, and he posted a photo of them together. Life is too short. You have to give them the flowers while they live, because you might not be able to give them to them later. Sustenance, treatment for addiction, recovery, 1-855-467-2004. Ms. Pride and Joy, I'm complete.
Thank you so much for that, Pride and Joy. And once again, it's a very serious issue, mental health. What's going on in America, what's going on all over the world right now. Anybody, if you see, think, recognize, notice, you know, people, children, adults, anybody, teenagers, anybody, and maybe their habits have changed. Maybe they want to become more solitude. Maybe you notice scribbling down some things you might want to check into what they're scribbling. You know, you hear about these manifestos, you hear about these diaries, you hear about how they sit around and, you know, they're contemplating, whether it's on Facebook or whether it's on their IGs or their YouTubes or whatever it is they have right now on these social networks. So we have to be really vigilant at what's going on. There's a lot going on, suicides, homicides, just pure evil. And so if we can, you know, give people these these references, these numbers, these referrals to these mental health organizations. And once again, if you're in Cleveland, Ohio, Murder Sage Teller, Kinsman Avenue, 283-4400, open 24 hours. But wherever you are, if you have numbers, resources, to therapists, to counseling, to mental health services, and you think or you see or you know of people who can use these services, please give them these numbers. And if you can possibly, maybe say, I'll go with you. You know, sometimes people need to have their hand held. So if that'll help, the stigmata of people being scared and ashamed or embarrassed or whatever may come along with that. We have to try to do whatever we possibly can to combat what's going on out here in America. So definitely, thank you, Ms. Pride and Joy, for that. That's great information right there. And that's for everybody else, mental health awareness.
May I?
Absolutely.
And just piggybacking on what y'all are saying, we as a people, we like to think that thinking we need to see a therapist, there's something wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with you. You're seeing a therapist to prevent something from becoming wrong with you. And unfortunately, people like us are the very ones that's not going to see therapists. But I am proud to say that we have a group of therapists right here in Asheville, North Carolina, called Therapists Like Me. And they come from all sorts of origins, races. They've been us. They've been those addictive people. They've been those abused people. They've been those domestic violence recipients. They've been through all that. So reach out to these people. Nobody's going to judge you. We're going to thank God for you because you realize you needed some help or that you felt like something was wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. Go seek some help before something becomes wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with saying, I can't do this by myself anymore. There's nothing wrong with saying, I need some help. There's nothing wrong with saying, somebody strengthen me. Of course, we can pray. We can pray all day long. But that's what God is going to do. Send that person to you that's going to help you. But don't overlook that. Don't avoid that. It's nothing wrong with going to get somebody to talk to. And I'm doing a psychology class right now, and they're saying the worst people we can go talk to when we're in times of trouble or our friends. You know why? Because they're going to tell you exactly what you want to hear. Now, you may have some friends that might not, but you're going to have those friends that's going to, oh, baby, it's not your fault. It's okay. Oh, baby, you're going to be all right. Oh, baby, there's nothing wrong. No, if there's something wrong, you need to know there's something wrong. So when you have those problems, the worst people they say we can talk to are our best friends, our family members. Now, if you got those friends that's just true to heart, ain't going to tell you how it is, no ifs, ands, and buts about it, then just fine. But those that's going to always tell you exactly what you want to hear, that's not the one you need to go to. Because when you dealing with that man, you dealing with that woman, you dealing with them kids, and all they keep saying is, oh, they're going to be okay, they're going to be okay. Oh, it's not you, it's not you. It's something. It's somebody. And all they're going to do is pat you on the hand, pacify you, and make you think it's okay and sugarcoat it. But that's not what you need. You need to be able to dig and find out what's wrong. Because if that child just went from an A student to a D student, if that child just started wearing all black, if that child started missing school, something is wrong. And don't always say, oh, what did I do wrong? Or, okay, she's going through a phase. Okay, why is she going through that phase? Stop being afraid to ask our kids what's going on. So don't be afraid to get some help. That's what they're there for.
Absolutely.
May I?
Absolutely.
And this is uncheckable. And there's a lot of kids out here that's afraid to talk. That I went through that with my daughter. Like, when I first went blind, I was going to the rehab center, and, they do counseling. They do one-on-one family counseling, group counseling. And I used to always say, come on, Poole, we can go together. I don't need to talk to no one. That's the first thing the kids say. They don't need it, but they do. Yes. They have built up whatever inside of them. They need to talk about it. They need to get it out. But, you know, they feel comfortable going to their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to talk to their parents. And sometimes we don't know what our kids are going through, you know?
Right, right.
So I really think that the kids, if you need help to talk to someone,
mm-hmm.
just know someone is always listening.
Yes, yes.
Someone mm-hmm. is always out there. Yeah, but hit us up, 424-243-9617. We always have a listening ear. Check, check.
Check,
yeah,
check.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'll be informed so you be informed.
I think Ms. Pride Joy says she said she had one or something. Say something.
Yeah, I had wanted to say something. With my cousins, they were 18 years old. They were twins. And they was riding home. And when they rode home, they got in the car wreck. One of them flew out the window, one of them stayed in. So one of them passed away. So, you know, I had went over to their house because I was real close with them. We was real close. I went over to their house and I answered the phone, and first of all, of course, you know, they don't know. So, you know, they started ringing the phone and started asking for her sister. Mm. My cousin, I have never seen her go in the state she went in. Because, you know, they were popular, they was this, they was that, they was this. But she really took it hard. Mm. She wore all black for the longest.
Yep.
And she did the opposite of everything she's known for. But she did the opposite. Mm-hmm. One time my uncle was throwing papers, and he seen her say, girl, our family catch us on the corner doing that. Girl, they'll kill us.
Okay.
I mean, she did totally the opposite. She would be in the club. She'll square up. She'll fight a dude. She don't care. She'll fight a man. Mm-hmm. She don't care. Her boyfriend was fighting. She jumped in it and helped him.
Wow.
She did the totally, and let me tell y'all, it didn't take no short time. It did not take no short time. Right now, and this happened when they were 18, and she's 40-something now. She still have a hard time sometimes. Now, she don't wear all black. She don't do that, but she is slowly trying to change her life over right now. Mm-hmm. So only that's how long it have taken her from 18 to she's 40-something now, probably about 47, I'm going to say. And it's just now beginning to start changing. And she had children. And so the children had to look at their mother, you know, their mother go through all of this.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. It was the worst thing that ever hit our family. She was a totally different person. Totally different person. It took a long time to come out of it, and I believe that she's still not out of it.
May I?
Yeah.
Speaking of a car wreck in Chicago, it was a lady named Erica Robinson. She was celebrating her birthday weekend this past weekend for the holiday weekend, may I say. She left the barbecue at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and the police found her car on the side of the road, and she wasn't in the car. So they went to her house and told her son, like, oh, we found your mom's car, and we don't know where your mom at. He was like, well, my mom was driving her car. No one else was driving her car. So they went back to the place the incident happened at, the accident happened, and they then found her body. She had died. I don't know if she fell asleep or what happened, but Erica Robinson was found dead. And it's just so sad, you know. It's so much stuff happening in this world. Like, she could have just stayed the night at someone's house, you know. She lost her life on her birthday. But I do just condolences to the Robinson family from the 6-5 Radio Network.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Ms. Check.
So we are in May our bonus time. Just 1 second, Miss Sheila, please. We are in our bonus time. We have about 14 minutes left. So go ahead, Miss Sheila.
On that note right there, silent cries. There's so many silent cries. People crying silently because they don't know who to talk to now, you know. And those so-called friends, you know, those Ace Boon Kung friends that I got the front in your back, you know, when you need me. But then you don't know me enough to see that something solidly has taken place. You know, we look at what it looks like on the outside, but we do not examine the inside. And, you know, we a lot of times, our children, because I call them our children, it doesn't matter whether they're black, white, coconut, green, green, or orange. Doesn't make a difference.
Amen.
You know, the signs. And we so easily to miss the sign when the signs are already there right before us. But we miss the sign of somebody crying out for help, someone seeking help, mental, because this thing has got overwhelming. I'm a living testimony. I tried to commit suicide. I tried hanging myself. I tried cutting my wrist. You know, I wanted to run in front of the Interstate 10, in front of a vehicle, and just get it out over with. Because I didn't have nobody to cry out to. I was silently dying on the inside because of silence. Silent signs are all around us, but we sometimes miss it because we be too close to the object.
Mm-hmm.
We be too close to the object to know. I just encourage you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that somebody heard my cry.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm joyful to know that God still has me here. You know, I'm so grateful for that. Because I wasn't fit to live, but God wasn't ready for me to die, you know. But I wanted to, you know, Now looking back, out of the silent cries, the silent stroke will kill you. With silent cries will kill you when you're crying on the inside. And nobody hears your cry. Nobody hears your cry, but you see something indifferent about your son, your daughter, your cousin, your kinsman. Your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother know something. They're crying out and nobody hears their cry. You know, we got to pay attention more to our children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful that we have the teacher, the instructor, amen, the guidance is here, Ladybug. And then I'm grateful that somebody can see someone else cries. You know, you can see their abuse at home, but they don't know how to say it. But something is indifferent. We talked about indifferent. Something is indifferent. Amen. Let us reach out. Amen. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to go see a counselor. It's okay to talk to somebody. It's okay to talk. You don't have to be silent anymore. You don't have to be silent anymore. Our children. You don't have to be silent. Tell somebody to have an ear to hear, you know, and let them be afraid. They be afraid to say something. So they be afraid you're going to go and tell on them or you're going to talk to somebody, you know. So you got to have that ear to hear. You ain't got to see it, but just have that ear to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I'm completed.
Thank you so much, Clark. Real quick, before we get up out of here, like we always do, y'all could please join me in the serenity prayer.
Yes.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
God,
yes.
Grant me the serenity. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Things I cannot change.
The courage to change and accept the things I can.
And
the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You want to get that last one?
Absolutely. If you just say a few more, wrap it up, I'll be right back.
All right. All right. Well, I thank everyone who has joined us tonight. I know that my heart has been blessed, and if yours has not, then we're going to work on that. But I thank our guests. I thank Pastor McDay, his family, his friends, his wife, his congregation. Whew, we definitely hope to have him back again. I thank the squad for everything you do, everything you are, everything you're willing to do.
Check, check.
I know it's a lot, and I know we come down hard sometimes, and I know y'all be wanting to see us, I know. But we would not be who we are if you guys are not who you were. So I thank
you. You are now listening to AJ and the
Squad.
There
we go.
That's what I'm talking about
right
there.
Good show, everybody.
424.
Have a wonderful night, everybody.
9617. Check, check.
Have a blessed evening, everyone.
Have a blessed day.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be
Friday.